with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Jackie Quinn reports on flooding evacuations in northern New Mexico.
Heavy rain and flash flood warnings have prompted mandatory evacuations in New Mexico's city of Las Vegas. After devastating wildfires this week, now residents in New Mexico have to deal with flooding from heavy rainfall. Near Albuquerque, the National Weather Service says there was flash flooding with multiple road closures. The Las Vegas municipal government announced mandatory evacuations for parts of the city, setting up shelters on both the east and west side. More than 2 inches of rain had fallen by late Friday. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNNews.com, Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso, who's also a doctor, says President Biden's mental decline has made him unfit to lead the country.
In terms of the next 4 years, there is no way in the world that this president is going to be able to do the jobs and the responsibilities needed as the leader of the free world. You know, if he were a carton of milk, you know, he's past his sell-by date, and it's not going to get any better.
Cliff May with the Foundation for Defense of Democracy says those calling on Israel to abandon its defense against Hamas don't understand what's at stake.
You can say, how long can they do this? But this is different. The U.S. could go home from Vietnam.
He says Israelis have nowhere to go to leave their home country. Joe Biden and Donald Trump, days away now from the first of two presidential debates.
President Biden is at the Camp David Mountain retreat for several days of preparations with senior campaign advisors. Aides have signaled that he is preparing to be aggressive and would not shy away from using the term convicted felon to describe Trump. The former president, meanwhile, will be in Florida next week for 2 days of private meetings as part of an informal prep process. His team plans to use the debate to go after Joe Biden's leadership ability and governing record.
Greg Clugston, and this is SRN News. The state of Massachusetts declaring war on pro-life pregnancy centers. Michael Harrington has a report.
$1 million of taxpayer money is going into a campaign to convince women not to visit the clinics. The Massachusetts Department of Public Health says pro-life pregnancy centers use deceptive practices because they do not provide abortions. A series of ads bearing that message will soon appear on social media, radio, TV, and on billboards in Massachusetts.
That is Michael Harrington reporting. A federal court has dismissed the appeal of a lawsuit challenging a man's acceptance into a sorority at the University of Wyoming. The three-judge U.S. 10th Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver ruled that the case was not appealable because it could be refiled in a lower court. Six members of the Kappa Kappa Gamma sorority chapter in Laramie, Wyoming, sued to challenge Artemis Langford's admittance into the organization. The sorority says it has wide leeway to interpret its own bylaws. This is SRN News. New convictions being added now to a rap sheet for a man who attacked Nancy Pelosi's husband.
A man sentenced to 30 years in federal prison in the attack against former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband was convicted Friday of aggravated kidnapping, conviction that mandates life behind bars without the possibility of parole. A San Francisco jury found David DePatt also guilty of first-degree burglary, false imprisonment of an elder, threatening a family member of a public official, and dissuading a witness.
That is Norman Hall reporting. Facial recognition startup Clearview AI has reached a settlement in a lawsuit alleging its massive photographic collection of faces violates the subject's privacy rights. But the unique agreement gives plaintiffs in the case a share of the company's potential value rather than a traditional payout. Attorneys estimate the deal could be worth more than $50 million. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.